This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Northwestern Energy may shut off power due to high winds combined with high temperatures and low humidity forecast for Thursday afternoon. Northwestern Energy says that if it determines that a planned power outage is needed for public safety, it'll most likely be in wildfire-prone areas outside Butte, Helena, Great Falls, or Bozeman. A public safety power shutoff is a measure of last resort in the company's wildfire mitigation plan to prevent their power lines from sparking a wildfire. This is the first time the company has proposed using the measure. Northwestern Energy's public safety power shutoff strategy has multiple phases, monitoring being the lowest level. That happened 72 hours out from the potential shutoff. A monitoring situation can be accelerated to a watch, then a warning, less than 48 hours from the weather event. If Northwestern Energy decides to shut off the power, the company will issue a public safety power shutoff alert. For customers who will be impacted by the public safety power shutoff, Northwestern will notify customers throughout the process. Northwestern Energy has faced litigation for a 2021 fire that destroyed much of the small north central Montana town of Denton. When the West Wind Fire, a blaze that raced through the area November 30, 2021, occurred during high winds and extremely dry conditions. An investigation found that grass and vegetation was set on fire by a section of overhead power lines belonging to Northwestern Energy. The Central Montana Railroad sued Northwestern in 2023 to recover costs for destroyed machinery and infrastructure burned by the fire. Other catastrophic wildfires have also been caused by power lines. The California Public Utilities Commission charged Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, $45 million for its involvement in the 2021 Dixie Fire, which ignited after a Douglas fir tree fell and struck energized conductors owned and operated by PG&E. For those of us living in close proximity to Yellowstone National Park and familiar with its geysers, mud pots, and thermal basins, it may be easy to dismiss the features as routine, but a dramatic hydrothermal explosion on Tuesday closed parts of Yellowstone National Park and caught visitors and park rangers by surprise. The Biscuit Basin area, its parking lot and boardwalks, about 2 miles northwest of the Old Faithful Geyser, are temporarily closed for safety reasons. Several social media posts showed the hydrothermal explosion, sending rocks, heated water, and steam high into the sky as people ran from the eruption area as rocks and debris rained down. The U.S. Geological Survey said that hydrothermal explosions are violent and dramatic events resulting in the rapid ejection of boiling water, steam, mud, and rock fragments. They occur where shallow, interconnected reservoirs of fluids with temperatures at or near the boiling point underlie thermal fields. The fluids can rapidly transition to steam if the pressure suddenly drops. Since vapor molecules take up much more space than liquid, the transition to steam results in significant expansion and blows apart surrounding rocks and ejects debris, the agency said. No injuries were reported after the incident. The hydrothermal explosion occurred near the Sapphire Pool around 10 a.m. Tuesday morning. The park has experienced such explosions in the past. Porkchop Geyser in Norris Geyser Basin experienced an explosion in 1989, and a small event in Norris Geyser Basin was recorded by monitoring equipment on April 15, 2024. An explosion similar to that of Tuesday also occurred in Biscuit Basin on May 17, 2009. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.